Matthew Kudzall was found guilty in 2014 of killing and sexually abusing his then-girlfriend's child, 5-year-old Ian Brooks. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison, but then in November of last year, an appellate panel reversed the verdict and ordered a new trial, ruling that Judge Christopher Burns should have further explored claims of juror bias based on the allegations of a witness. Erie County DA John Flynn says Burns did not find that witness credible, nor did he do anything wrong during the trial. His appeal focuses only on that question of juror bias.
It only deals with a narrow issue of the allegation that the jurors or a couple of the jurors sat out in the hallway outside the courtroom, that the defendant was a scumbag, and when whether or not, you know, those jurors should have been brought in and questioned by the judge and made sure that they didn't have any biases. So that is the only issue here whatsoever.
If the DA's appeal is denied, Flynn intends to retry Kudzall, who remains held without bail during the appeal process. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.